Letters of the Rebbe, volume 10. So this is letter number 3037. Baruch Hashem, dated the 20th day of Marcheshvan Tavshin Tazvav. Rebbe addresses this Avosik V'chosi with the titles Moireinu Yitzchok Nota Sheyichya. His last name was Niv. It's an Israeli name. Yitzchok Nota Niv. Anyways, so he is consulting the Rebbe. I mean, we don't have the beginning of it, but he's consulting the Rebbe in the name of his father, the name of whoever's father. I mean, he was asking the Rebbe in somebody's name. So he had a dilemma because he had his livelihood or whatever his parnasa was. He had his business or his work in one place, but that place wasn't a religious place, and he was worried moving to a more religious community because he didn't know how he's going to make his living over there. He was worried about it. So the Rebbe says, when you're asking me in the name, you're asking me the above mentioned father, whoever that it was over there, whether he should move to a place of Torah and Yirah Shamayim, of Torah and fear of heaven, as his wife is demanding or asking. She wants to live in a more religious community, especially taking into consideration that the children are already of age of education, so they got to go to schools now, so it's already, the children have become older. And the Rebbe says that is a correct, it's a proper demand, especially, the Rebbe says, when it comes from the mother of the children, the Eim Habonim, the mainstay of the house. If she wants that, that is properly. Well, what is the issue? How are you going to get your livelihood? The Rebbe says, the one who feeds and sustains everybody with food, with garments, and a home, will provide for them that which they need in your new place. So the Rebbe answer is that you have to go in the place where there is a more Jewish and frum religious environment, so that you can be part of it and not to be worried about the livelihood. Hashem will provide for that. Now the Rebbe says, at the end, I want to tell you, it's very special to me, because I want to thank you, this is to the person who's writing this letter to the Rebbe, for this beautiful jewel. You told me a story of the Rebbe Rashab, that's the father of the previous Rebbe, that's the Rebbe's father-in-law's father, the sixth Lubavitcher Rebbe. And that story was found in the Tzavah, in the will of his father, of blessed memory. And the Rebbe says the timing was so accurate and so perfect, because I got your letter on the eve of the 20th of Cheshbon, which is the birthday of the Rebbe Rashab. So I got the story about the Rebbe Rashab from your father's will that you presented. It doesn't have here the story, but it's just telling him the timing of receiving that story on the eve of his birthday is so perfect. And the Rebbe says, so things in the right time, how beautiful they are. And the Rebbe says, I would thank you if, as you conclude in your letter, that you're also going to copy other stories that are in the will of the above. There must be other stories over there, and the Rebbe is asking him to copy it. And the Rebbe says, it would be best, if possible, the Rebbe says, matoiv, would be, well, that you should say, as it relates, every story, who you heard it from. Where does the story come from? Does it come from the person who the story is about by himself? If you have these information as well, the Rebbe wants every story that is told to go ahead and verify it, sort of to the extent possible, and knowing how do we know the story? Is it that the person that the story happened to, he is himself the one that related, or you just heard it from somebody else. And the Rebbe is trying to authenticate and make sure that these stories are to the best of a way if possible. And the Rebbe blesses him with good news and all the above. So on the first, Rebbe's responding, he asked for someone that it's okay, it's proper for the wife to say, want to live in a more religious community, to be able to send the kids in the education, a proper education, and not to worry, somehow the Hashem will provide for them. He provides for everybody. He'll provide for them as well. And also the Rebbe is very appreciative that he quotes the story from the Rebbe Rashab. It came in on the right, the eve of the birth of Rebbe Rashab, about that he found in his father's will, and the Rebbe thanks him for it and asks him to continue writing the other stories, and also if he knows the source, is it the person himself? And the Rebbe blesses him for good news and all of the above. Interesting.